So let's get into that a little bit. And I was really curious about the relationship between radiation therapy and tumor immunogenicity and the old abscopal effect that people have always loved to talk about. Can you kind of go through that?
I think at this point, it's clear that radiation does play a role in harnessing the immune system. It does play a role in changing the tumor microenvironment and allowing the immune system to infiltrate the tumors. It does play a role in exposing antigens to the immune system and possibly or probably making immunotherapies more effective. We're in the process of figuring out in what way they are best combined, these therapies, and the durvalumab study was one of the first ones to really demonstrate a significant effect. The abscopal effect really was observed actually many decades ago, but really got a lot of attention when this case report came from our institution and was published in the New England Journal, where a patient who was treated with melanoma on anti-CTLA-4 therapy did not respond, developed a paraspinal lesion that required radiation treatment, and after being treated with radiation, started to respond to the anti-CTLA-4 therapy that he hadn't responded to before, and not only in the lesion that was given the radiation, but even in lesions that were not treated with radiation. And so the idea is that the radiation changed something that made the tumor more recognized by the immune system, that the immune system could attack the tumor in other locations other than the irradiated lesion.
Although what's really interesting about your case is obviously they got a checkpoint inhibitor. So it wasn't, you know, when I think about the abscopal effect, I don't know if traditionally it was something where you spontaneously saw benefit outside the radiation field or in conjunction with therapy. But now you're talking about in conjunction with immunotherapy.
Right. That was really the interesting part of that case, that a patient who had stopped responding or not responded very well to immunotherapy after the radiation therapy started responding. And what my colleagues did really nicely was they had collected correlatives and they could demonstrate that the activated T cells went up, the myeloid-derived suppressor cells went down. So they really could correlate a change in some of the components of the immune cells that correlated with the response, which was fascinating.
Anything that we know in terms of the timing, you know, the optimal timing of radiation and immunotherapy in terms of when it might be most synergistic?
That's the holy grail question right now. There's a lot of studies going on in that space. We don't have a final answer yet. The most convincing data is in the adjuvant setting after concurrent chemo radiation in stage 3 disease. That's from the durvalumab study. That's the most robust and prospective and largest study of its kind. But there is a lot of studies ongoing where we are trying to combine stereotactic radiation, for instance, with immunotherapy, either with immunotherapy given for a few cycles before the radiation, sort of emulating that case report that was presented, or doing radiation first, followed by immunotherapy. All of those are unanswered questions, as well as what is the optimal radiation dose and fractionation to really maximize the immunotherapy response.